HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is scheduled to be the last day of a four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and a fourth hostage prisoner swap is expected before it expires. Dozens have already been released. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
There were emotional reunions in the West Bank as Palestinians were freed by Israel. And Israeli helicopters transported hostages that had been captured by Hamas to hospitals. European Union chief Josep Borrell welcomed the truce, but said it's vital that it continue.
Much more is needed to alleviate the dire situation in Gaza and to find a way out of the current crisis.
Police in Vermont are investigating a possible hate crime after three Palestinian college students were shot in Burlington. CBS's Matt Piper.
Two of the victims were wearing keffiyehs, scarves that have come to symbolize Palestinian solidarity. Rich Price is an uncle of one of those who was shot.
If this was a hate crime, it's symptomatic of a problem that exists in this country and, of course, around the world, where we allow hate to override peace and love.
The suspect, a white man, is expected to be arraigned today. One of the three students was seriously injured. For holiday shoppers, this Cyber Monday follows a record-breaking Black Friday. Numbers from MasterCard show sales up 2.5% over last year. And if you don't mind a tree that's bare underneath, retail analyst Bert Flickinger says,
well, they'll get great deals on Cyber Monday. They may get even better bargains by waiting until after Christmas when there's still excess inventory.
Published reports on a newly unsealed legal complaint show Facebook's parent company Meta deliberately engineered social platforms to hook kids. And despite millions of complaints it never disclosed about underaged Instagram users, Meta only disabled a fraction of those accounts. New developments in the Koreas. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul.
According to local media, South Korea's military shared recent images showing North Korea redeploying troops and heavy weapons to guard posts that had been destroyed in 2018 to help prevent border clashes, which now appear more likely after the South protested the North's launch last week of its first spy satellite.
3 days of public memorials are beginning for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Neighbors like Jan Williams in Plains, Georgia, still coming to grips with her death at the age of 96.
I still think she's up the street. I still think somebody's going to tell me how she's doing. I think it will take weeks, months, whatever, to process that we don't have her.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Hi.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jelly.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The sheriff's department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The sheriff's office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickell says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped on two other fourth. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little chilly today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20, and that's going to keep the wind chill factor in the single digits here for a pretty good chunk of the day. Clear tonight, 8 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. By Wednesday, sunny with a high back up to near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
And we're back at 7:06 on Up North News Radio for this Monday, November 27th, Cyber Monday. Greg Bach is in Waukesha, Kristen Lyerly and Selena Heller are with us as well. Let's see, what else is it besides Cyber Monday? It is National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. It's National Craft Jerky Day. I did see a T-shirt. I was at Mall of America over the weekend, and I saw a T-shirt from a jerky place that said, "There's room for all of God's creatures," right next to my mashed potatoes. And I kind of liked that. It is Pins and Needles Day.
Oh.
Okay. And Turtle Adoption Day. Greg did not adopt a turtle. He adopted a puppy. And if you missed the last hour, her name is Maybell.
Yep. She's adorable. I talk like this now. That's my dog.
I was going to say, this is going to be every time I bring up Maybell, he's just going to get his little daddy voice going here.
Oh, phrasing, Patrick.
How long until, much like Whiskers on Selena's video feed, am I going to see Maybell sitting on your head or something like that?
Well, she's going to end up being 30 pounds, so hopefully not anytime soon.
How exactly do you predict how many pounds she is? Do you just add the weight of her parents and divide by two?
Exactly. Well, we went by what the – so she's part of the second litter and the litter before they got to about 25, 30 pounds apiece. And I would love to bring her into work, and I will probably eventually do that one day when I have all the permissions and all the things. And, but right now she is loving the corner of our kitchen so much. That's her spot. And I want her to be happy. So I'm like, you do your thing, honey. You do your thing. Mm-hmm.
You get comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. So here we are on Cyber Monday. And I think that it was very novel when it first came up because online shopping was relatively new. But, you know, the question I'm asking today is whether... Is it still a thing? Are there such great deals on Mondays, or is it just that people are, back at work, they're not really working, they're on their computers going, all right, I got to get some of this Christmas shopping underway. Kristen, we'll start with you. Are you much of an online Christmas shopper, and especially on a day like this?
100%. I do most of my Christmas shopping online only because it's just so convenient and my schedule is crazy. But I started when all of the deals started rolling out, like the day before Thanksgiving. That's when I did most of my shopping. So I'm almost done.
Yeah. No, we've done quite a bit too. Selena, you an online shopper?
Yeah, a little bit. On this day, usually I get some stuff ordered. Like I order like personalized things and just there's a few things that I get. And I have heard of people this weekend like waiting purposefully for Cyber Monday deals, like electronic things, TVs, things like that. So it's still a thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Greg, you'll be online today?
I'm always online, Pat.
No, I meant let me be more specific about the purpose. Well, let's be more specific. Shopping for Christmas presents or holiday presents for everybody?
Pat, I'd love to say I'm going to be doing that today, but not one single family member has provided me with a list.
Oh, okay.
And so I can't say it.
Creative mind.
Yeah.
Okay, all of you be quiet. I don't want to hear
it's
this.
It's not a request. It's what you want to give somebody.
Am I supposed to hand them a receipt? I did get one present, though, for my wife, Bridget. I found this wonderful little website called Passionate instead of Passionate, but that's a weird site. I bought her a sleep shirt that says, "This is my sleep shirt," and it's a cartoon drawing of her with Maybelle right in front of her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I hope she's not listening right now.
I was about to say, does she know you have a radio show? And if she's not listening, what's the matter with her? You know?
If she's listening, this has been Todd Elba. Goodbye. No, but I'm actually gonna buy. I'm gonna buy a snowblower today because I gotta get a snowblower for the house, and their prices are cheap today.
Good deal. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's the thing I'm not sure about is, you know, are there all these great deals today that make Cyber Monday still a thing? Or like Kristen said, the deals, they start earlier than ever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, does Black Friday mean anything anymore to Cyber Monday? And I think. Yeah, Greg?
I saw a video on TikTok of somebody at Target doing a little sneaky detective work, and they saw like items there, and it said Black Friday sale, and they pulled back the thing, and it was the exact same price. It was the exact same price. So mm-hmm. if they just say Black Friday, then we think, oh, we must be getting a deal, and they're not really getting a deal.
I feel like it's been a race for who can get the cheap prices out there the earliest, because eager shoppers, like those Black Friday shoppers, are eager to get out there and buy their gifts. Mm-hmm. So as online shopping has become more pronounced, I think the deals have come out earlier and earlier and earlier, and the relevance of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all of that just seems to be fading year by year.
Well, and I also think too is like anybody I know who's ever waited in line for anything, whether it be a Walmart or Best Buy, they're either buying an item for themselves, or they're buying it for they're buying a TV for the house. Like they're not buying like, oh, I'm going to get my mom this blender at $1,201. It's this flat screen's $200. I need a new TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lines are horrendous.
Yeah, they really are. Selena, so let's talk more about the turkey trot, which has become more of a thing in more communities. What was happening with the one in Eau Claire?
Well, yeah, actually 11 communities now across the Wisconsin. It's the Festival Foods Turkey Trots. They're sponsored by Festival, but it's a nonprofit event. And the proceeds go to the YMCAs and the Boys and Girls Clubs in each of those host cities. So that's kind of a neat thing. And they've become, you know, a huge tradition for families either to come and run them or to volunteer at them. And of course they dress up, they have their turkey outfits. And so it's just, they've become a really big thing. And this year was a record breaking event across Wisconsin. 32,000 people ran in the turkey trots across the state, 3,100 here in Eau Claire. So
that's nice. And so you talk to somebody who talks about the benefits of it for nonprofits?
Yes, Susie Sloda works at the Eau Claire YMCA, and she's been doing that for a long time. And again, the proceeds have gone there. And we talked to her.
Let's hear Susie had to say.
How does the turkey trot benefit the YMCA?
The turkey trot is just such a great event for us. It represents everything that the Y believes in: family, community, being active, having fun, celebrating traditions, and the money raised makes such a big difference for our organization. It helps us provide financial assistance to people who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford to be a part of the Y. So it helps thousands of people every year, and we're just so grateful.
That's very nice. So it was Ys throughout Wisconsin that benefited from these runs?
It was what?
YMCAs.
Oh, yes, YMCAs and Boys and Girls Clubs for
Boys and Girls Clubs
organizations. Okay. Yeah, so they've become just a neat event where just families are just know that that's what they're doing every year. They put on their shirts and go out.
I think it's also because, you know, full on winter hasn't started yet. It's a way for people to say, oh, look, I did something outside when it was, you know, almost winter out there. These are folks who are not, let's just say they're not going to be at the polar bear plunge, you know, on New Year's Day necessarily.
Have you ever done that?
Thank you.
I know,
no, I've never done that. You know who did? President Biden does that every year. And he did it again this past Thanksgiving weekend. But yeah, go ahead and tell me again that he's too old to be, you know.
So President Biden's married to a doctor.
Yes.
And he's done the polar plunge. You're married to a doctor. Why don't you do the polar plunge?
She's not a medical doctor.
Whoa.
She's a doctor of education.
I was going to say, we're talking about Jill Biden as a doctor of education. Yes, in the professor way. But I see where Greg was trying to go with this, which is why I'm quickly going to pivot to say it's 7:15 now and time to looking forward to that weatherology forecast, he said, tap dancing as quickly as he could, where we have wind chills right now that are in the single digits. Some are even below zero. We have temperatures in the teens and 20s. So let's take a look at how things go for what will be the opening days of December by the time we get to the end of this week. Jennifer Fuchitsky from Weatherology joins us now to tell us about the forecast for today. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, it looks like a chilly start to the day for all today as that cold front pushed through the area here in the overnight hours. A few spotty flurries early on this morning from Richland Center through Madison. A few spotty flurries a little later this morning into the early afternoon hours from Waukesha to Milwaukee. Partly sunny skies for most of the day, becoming sunny from Waukesha over to Madison. Highs primarily in the mid to low 20s, which is a decent amount below average for this time of the year. Most locations within the listening areas this morning have current temperatures that aren't far from the highs, so holding steady this morning for some. A bit on the windy side, though, behind that cold front that pushed through, so definitely need to consider a bit of a wind chill today. Tuesday, sunny skies for most of southern Wisconsin, increasing clouds for everyone else. Temperature-wise, pretty similar to today, mid to low 20s. Wednesday, though, starting to warm up as the warm front begins to push through. Sunny for all with highs in the mid-30s to around 40 for most. Our warmest spot getting into the low 40s around Richland Center in southwestern Wisconsin. Thursday looks like mid to upper 30s from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Mid to low 40s for southern Wisconsin, and increase in cloud cover for southern Wisconsin as well, with a slight chance for some rain in the afternoon hours around Waukesha and Milwaukee. By the evening hours around Madison, though, for those chances for rain. Sunny skies, though, around Amory and Baldwin through Wausau and over towards Oshkosh. Then by Friday, sunny or becoming sunny for all. A slight chance for rain, snow mix in the morning hours around Milwaukee. Another cold front begins to push through, so slightly cooler overall, mid to upper 30s for most. Our coolest spots getting into the low 30s from Wausau over towards west central Wisconsin.
And again, the rain is okay. You don't have to shovel that compared to the snow. And we're coming off what I think for a lot of communities is going to be one of their driest, if not driest, Novembers on record. So, you know, we'll take one more push in the 40s with rain before we get into the full-blown winter season here. Jennifer, thank you so much. Hope you had a great holiday weekend and a good day.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. It is 7:17 now. Taking a quick look at some sports headlines. The Badger men's basketball team won the Fort Myers tip-off tournament late last week. They play host to Western Illinois later today. And then the Badgers and Marquette will go up against one another in Madison this coming Saturday at 11:30. That'll be a nationally televised game, and you can hear it here on the Civic Media Radio Network on locally grown radio WFHR out of Wisconsin Rapids. The Marquette men, by the way, they host Southern University of Baton Rouge tomorrow. That game will be on FS1, again, before their matchup with the Badgers on Saturday. The Badger women's basketball team hosts Northern Illinois on Wednesday. The Marquette women are 6-0 so far in the season. They will host Memphis on Wednesday. And again, the Badger women's volleyball team hosting the NCAA tournament. That starts Thursday, 7:30, up against Jackson State. They are the number one seed in their bracket. We'll pause here. Selena Heller will tell us more about what she's covering for Up North News. Kristen Lyerly will talk about 'tis the season, not for shopping, but for getting set to run for office. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Monday morning, when you're here, you're Up North. Back in a bit.
The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool.
Banner, or click newsletter in the top banner and sign up for our daily newsletter as well. Greg Bach back with us, along with Kristen Lyerly, Selena Heller. Selena, I saw the note about the turkey trot. I don't know what else. I don't have any notes here to say what you've been doing for stories for us this week. So Selena, what you been doing?
Well, there was a really neat pageant in La Crosse, and it's called the Miss Remarkable Pageant, and Aptiv hosts it, and it's for girls and ladies with all abilities. And so what they do is let them talk about what their dreams are and what they've accomplished, and then one person is named Miss Remarkable, but they all get a personalized title to their personalities at the end. So it's a really neat event that they host every year.
That's so nice. It sounds like a lot better than the one that Kristen was trying not to win in medical school, which was misdiagnosis. But
why don't I have that?
You know, because Aaron is the one that always has the rim shot handy. Yes.
Greg,
we don't do that enough here. That's just fine.
We don't have that. I've got like three drum things here, and all of them are not that. Wait a minute.
Do you want to try one of them and see if it works?
Here, I got one for you.
Okay. There we go. That'll do. That'll do just fine.
That's a good one.
What else you got, Selena?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think today we'll probably look at some of the numbers for hunting. The DNR had a press conference last week, kind of mid-hunt after the first weekend, and the numbers were doing well, so we'll probably hear from them again today, so we'll have those numbers out. Little more of a difficult season because there wasn't snow on the ground for those hunters, so if they had success, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Kristen, I don't even know. Are they hunting up your way this time of year, or does the Minnesota gun season? I think they start a little earlier or later. I forget. So I didn't know
The week before Wisconsin. Okay. Minnesota had that, and then the UP was the week before as well.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah, speaking of the UP and northern places up north, that lack of snow is really going to start to get noticeable before too much longer
it's not going to last. They're going to get plenty of snow in the next couple of days. There's a giant amount of lake effect. I was watching the cute weather people from Duluth last night.
The cute weather
people. And
the
UP's going to get, they're going to get like a foot of snow in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, mm-hmm. Well, that'll good. That'll be your friend out there. Okay. Quick little food note here that saw in the news I thought was worth passing along is that health officials have recalled three more brands of whole and pre-cut cantaloupe as the number of people sickened by salmonella more than doubled in the past week. Nearly 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from contaminated fruits. The highest number of cases coming from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, Arizona, and Missouri. Two people in Minnesota have died of infections. 45 people hospitalized nationwide. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's original recall included Malachita brand whole cantaloupe, Vineyard brand pre-cut cantaloupe, Aldi whole cantaloupe and pre-cut fruit products, Rudy brand whole cantaloupes and freshness guaranteed brand and racetrack brand pre-cut cantaloupes. Health officials say anybody who bought the recalled fruits should throw them away and wash surfaces that touched them with hot soapy water or in a dishwasher. And Kristen, again, I know that's not necessarily in your bailiwick, but I'm sure that if patients say, well, should I really take that seriously? Is it, you know, this, anything where there's a salmonella thing? Is that I'm just going to get an upset tummy? Seems like it's a bit more than that.
Well, I mean, you're likely to get an upset tummy, but yeah, you can die of dehydration and of the infection that it causes. So yes, please do take it seriously. This is potentially, obviously fatal. People in Minnesota have died.
Yep. Selena, did you, we talked about everybody else's Thanksgiving dinners. Did you make anything or did you just attend and watch football games?
I usually make a dessert. But yeah, because I get up like 4 a.m. that morning to get the turkey trot ready. And I think by the end of that morning, it seemed like I did like 6 hours of CrossFit. So pulling weights and all cones and it was windy, so we have a big arch, and so to try to kind of hold that down, it was kind of a lot.
Why are they using you for ballast? You're like the last person I would use to hold something down, you know.
They kind of laughed about that.
You're more likely, like, you remember Balloon Boy? You're like going to be the balloon girl of just a banner of balloons flew away with Selena Heller hanging on to it. Like, I can see my house from here.
Like the Macy's.
This is Selena Heller from up north.
I'm literally up north.
I put the up in up north.
Nice. I watched a video of one Macy's of the balloons. Oh, yeah. Yes, and when it went down, it was the purple dinosaur,
Barney.
Yes, when he went down and it got a big rip, and they were trying to hold on for dear life. It was kind of like that, actually. And I went up on the roof that day, also that morning, and it was windy, and I was like, oh, to get pictures and video. Yeah. I came out alive, so for everything.
Wasn't it adorable? I think we just heard Selena's first senior moment. not being able to place the name Barney.
I could remember Barney.
Yeah.
I try to block him out.
Wow, Pat, I'm just going to come after you for everything you forget now. Just
oh, yeah, because, I'm sorry. Did 5 minutes go by? Yeah, because that's what it is like for me. So to see her do it the first time, it's just like
Barney.
It's like the kind of thing you want to put in your baby book. Forgot the name of the big purple dinosaur that's everywhere.
The purple dinosaur. What is the purple dinosaur?
Was it for Emery? Was Barney a thing or
no?
Are there other characters? Okay, so no. That's why.
Yeah, okay. No Barney. Uh-huh. My nieces, it was all about Barney. Mm-hmm.
I watched Bippy this weekend. There were little kids around, and I found out what Bippy is, and that's a weird show.
So it wasn't for your dog.
No, it wasn't for the dog was not in our presence. No, it was like my 1-year-old nephew, and he was like, he loves Bippy. I'm like, are you okay? Are you drunk? Bippy, that's a thing. It's really weird. It's
not to be confused with Bluey.
Yes, correct. Bluey.
Correct.
Yes.
We did not watch. We watched Bluey's Bippy.
My 4-year-old and the 1-year-old love Bluey. Are just entranced by that.
Don't you think Maybelle would love Bluey too? Maybelle might, she might be settled with a little Bluey.
Yeah, I mean, I will do anything to make sure she's comfortable and happy. Anything.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. You're such a good doggy daddy. I think you're brave taking on, you know, a puppy at the start of winter, you know, with the breaks and the cold and everything else. But you guys are both home enough to that, you know, she won't have to spend any extended time outside, for example.
Well, my wife works from home, so it's, you know, she came from Indiana. She was going to get winter one way or the other. So.
Gotta acclimate.
Yep. Acclimate to the climate.
Okay. It's just that if it's going to get that cold this winter, you should get 2 more puppies in case it's.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
In case it's ever going to be a 3-dog night. 30
seconds to break,
night.
Everybody. We got to go.
Y'all just step on my punchline. That's fine. Okay.
3-dog night. All right. Everybody, 3-dog night. Yeah, that was funny.
There it is. Okay. I knew if I gave him enough leash.
Okay.
We'll talk about running for office after this ends. Or running away from the show when we come back. You're up north.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The fourth and final day of a temporary ceasefire has begun in the Middle East. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We welcome the pause in the fighting, and this has enabled the release of hostages and enabled the delivery of support to the people of Gaza. I call on an extension of the pause.
A fourth hostage prisoner release is expected before the day is out. A suspect expected to be arraigned at court in Vermont today after three Palestinian college students were shot in Burlington, among them Rich Price's nephew.
If this was a hate crime, it's symptomatic of a problem that exists in this country and, of course, around the world.
Police are investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. This is Cyber Monday. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger's recommendations.
Clothing is down significantly. The best time to buy big screen TVs, computers, and consumer electronics.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County leaders say they're pleased with the deal to sell about 2 square miles of Mount Pleasant's Wisconsin Innovation Park to Microsoft. They tell the Journal Sentinel it will put the business park built for Foxconn on firm financial footing. Microsoft is buying $100 million in land. It would pay enough taxes over the years to cover the cost of the tax district's debt. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and a little chilly today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20, and that's going to keep the wind chill factor in the single digits here for a pretty good chunk of the day. Clear tonight, 8 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. By Wednesday, sunny with a high back up to near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
93.5, The Tap.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
on air, 93.5 FM, online, thetap.com, and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
There are several newsletters that come through Up North News and our parent company, Courier Newsroom, to tell you about. Of course, you can get the Up North News Daily Newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the top banner there. But over at Courier Newsroom, we have several newsletters from people who you often hear on this show. There's Mark Jacob, who has Stop the Presses, a weekly newsletter about right-wing extremism, exploiting weaknesses in American journalism. Kia Vakil has a bi-weekly newsletter called Frontlines. Carolyn Fiddler has a weekly must-read called State House Action on news from state capitals across the country, and so much more. So again, head over to couriernewsroom.com to get the latest on that. Kristen Lyerly and Selena Heller are still with us because I forgot to tell Selena goodbye before the last break. So now she's kind of stuck with us here, even though you've got to bring Emery to school here at some point soon, right?
Yes, she's awake and playing and dancing. She's dancing to the music. I wish you could see her dancing to the music. It's very entertaining.
Here's what we have to do. We need a puppy cam. We need like a kid cam for kids dancing or cats, you know, getting in the way. Mm-hmm. Kristen, I don't really think we can do like a surgery cam or anything else related to your delivery daily duties. So no extra webcam for you for the show.
Yeah. I think you just have, I imagine that you strike me as the kind of person who, when you hear good music, especially in the morning, you're going to dance. You're going to feel energy.
We'll do that. Oh, Kristen's very much a bebopper. Yes, I mean, we've seen her dance many a time in the chair here.
Yeah, so we do have a cam for her dancing here.
That's true, and you can catch all of that by watching the live video feed of this program over at the Up North News or the Civic Media Facebook pages. So, Selena, again, she is back in the saddle covering all manner of stories for us and is back on Monday mornings along with Kristen starting at 6:50 to tell us more about it. So, Selena, you run Emery off to school. And thanks so much for sticking around with us. Have a great start to the week.
Thank you. You all as well.
All right. Bye. Kristen, we wanted to talk to you about elections because you put up a social media post just a day or two ago reminding people that it's this week, later this week, that people interested in running for office in the spring elections can start circulating nominating petitions. And people are saying, what? What does that mean? Kristen, as a somebody who had to run for office for the first time not that long ago, what's that all about?
When I ran for office, I had no idea how this all worked. It was very confusing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's nice to have little reminders. Our nonpartisan elections are in the spring, and that process starts December 1st, which is Friday. So for people who live in places that require signatures to get on the ballot, which is some of the bigger towns, county boards, city councils, that nomination signature collection starts on Friday, and it ends, is it January 3rd, Pat?
I want to say that, but I couldn't find it during the break here. So I will look that up on the Wisconsin Elections Commission site, which has more information, lets you get the petition, has instructions on, you know, going around your particular district, depending on what it is, you know, county board district, you know, what have you, and collecting signatures from enough residents who are, you know, people who live in the district and get on that ballot and be able to run. And this is, again, that time of year where you and I are taking calls from people going, well, I'm thinking about this. Should I do it? Should I not do it? And they're only going to call you or me if they want encouragement, because we're going to tell anybody they should run.
Call us. Yes. I mean, these are the seats. These are the nonpartisan seats. So if you don't consider yourself a political person, if you're not a Democrat or a Republican, but you care about your community, this is your chance to get involved in your local school board, to run for city council, your county board. There are plenty of leadership positions. And newsflash, people are generally not jumping out of the woodwork to run for a lot of these seats. So if you feel like you are that right person to do it, this is that time. And it's hard because these are the holidays. You know, we're not thinking about spring elections right now. We're thinking about, like, you know, what are our plans for December? So call us, text us. Pat and I would love to help you figure out the process to get involved in your community and become a leader.
And one of the things that we're going to tell you is that even at a time like this, where it seems like there are more mean people than ever, divisive people than ever, one of the very best parts of deciding to step up and run for office are meeting all these wonderful people in your community. You've never knocked on their door before. You've never had reason to, you know, visit with them. And they are, you know, they may not know you at all, but as soon as you mention that you're interested in running for a position in their community, so many of them, their eyes just light up because they're thankful to know somebody now who's running. Mm-hmm. To them, politicians are all anonymous and nobody wants their opinion on anything. And here's somebody that's like, you cared enough to come knock on my door and ask what I think and to ask for my signature.
And these are the roles that really make a difference in our day-to-day lives. You know, you watch Fox News or MSNBC or whatever, and you see all of that stuff that's happening on that really high level. But this is the day-to-day stuff that determines what happens in your family's lives and what happens with your property taxes and all of those things. So please, if this is something that you are considering, please reach out. Please look into it because, man, we need leaders who are community builders to step up and you know, get involved.
And look, the fact of the matter is that these spring elections are for the nonpartisan seats. Again, like school boards, county boards, a lot of local government issues. Political parties, though, still do play a role, as do plenty of other independent groups. And what I mean by that is if you happen to lean Democratic or lean Republican, and if you contact your local county party, you are 98% guaranteed to get somebody that says, sure, how can we help, you know, give you advice, or how can we, you know, spread your name around the community and let people know that here's somebody who shares our values. And again, you don't have to be blatantly partisan political, but if you are, those are folks that you should get to know as well. Every county party, Democratic or Republican, tries to be active. There's a core group of people. And these are people that, again, they just want to serve their community with others who share their values.
And you don't have to be a candidate to get involved. Yes. There are so many other things that you can do to help candidates. You can pitch in by knocking on doors. I mean, I love what you said earlier, Pat, about just knocking on doors and meeting people. We don't do enough of that these days because we are all so distracted by our devices and we live in our little isolated worlds. But I love knocking on doors to be able to hear what people have to say and to see the looks on their faces when they're like, oh, yeah. We can make connections. We can have these conversations. It seems like it's a lost art, but it is not. It is there. You just have to make a little effort to make it happen.
That's right. There's other people who like to specialize in areas where you don't see them often, but when you see them, you really need them. And the one I'm thinking specifically of here, those large signs, not the little lawn signs, but the large ones that go up in farm fields and things, that takes some work. And we've been very lucky in our part of the state that there's always been, you know, a handful of these folks who you don't see them all the time. But when it's time to put those things up, they're the ones who show up with the pickup truck. They've got either the post hole digger or one, you know, some of the other implements, and they can put up those signs in no time. And that's what they know, that that's what they like to do. You know, they're not one for necessarily going door to door or making phone calls or whatnot, but you know, that's their thing. Other people are like, you know, bringing food and snacks to a political office. Others, again, just want to help a candidate because they don't want to do it themselves. So we're all about the involvement here in one in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you can help with social media. You can help by donating money. Everybody needs dollars. I mean, you know, as ugly as it is to say, politics runs on dollars and donations. So donating money makes a difference. And of course, voting and talking with your friends about what's important to you. And remember that we have to re-register for our absentee ballots if we vote by mail, which I always do because it's a dependable way to vote. We have to re-register after the first of the year. So keep that in mind.
That's right. So again, if you go to myvote.wi.gov, you'll see the option there to, again, sign up. You sign up for a calendar year. So you'd say, I want all of the absentee ballots for 2024 elections, you know, sent to me, and that will happen automatically. And again, we're big advocates here of helping you fill that ballot out correctly, you know, minding all your P's and Q's, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, getting that back in the mail, or returning it to your clerk's office. The part of the reason we are working so hard to encourage good people to get involved is that there are still, you know, chuckleheads out there, which takes us to Donald Trump and Chris Christie. And Chris Christie calling out Donald Trump during a CNN interview yesterday, where Christie continued to blame Trump for a rise in intolerance, making a case that people acting hateful are following his lead. Christie's words were, when you show intolerance toward everyone, which is what he does, you give permission as a leader for others to have their intolerance come out. Adding that intolerance toward anyone encourages intolerance toward everyone. He says that, I don't think Trump is an anti-Semite, but that the former president's intolerance of everybody is what's contributing to a surge in bigotry against Jews and other groups. And again, I don't agree with Chris Christie on a lot of things, but if there's one thing Donald Trump has done is it's given people permission to be much more vocal about their intolerance, which makes it all the more reason why people who won't stand for that should step up and get involved rather than feeling intimidated and want to walk away.
Some of those voices too, those voices of intolerance, those really ugly voices are so loud. There aren't that many, really. I mean, most of us are not like that, but they are so loud and overwhelming that they give an appearance of being more present than they truly are. And I really appreciate Chris Christie and the role that he has taken on. Obviously, he's not one of the strongest candidates out there, but he is saying things that need to be said to help right the Republican Party and bring them back to their values and get away from this cult of Trump that has been driving this ugly behavior. We are better than this.
Hey, you have a commitment Thursday, so we won't have a hometown health segment this week, but you turned me on to a story and a reporter that we'll have on Thursday at 7:30 in your place. Zoe Sullivan is her name, and it was a great topic about data centers, much like Microsoft is going to be putting a massive data center on what we consider the Foxconn site. But you picked up on this podcast that talked about some of the things you might not think about when you put a data center in your community.
Zoe is a very thoughtful reporter who's based in Madison. And, you know, you think about like all of the Foxconn stuff and how great it is that we're starting to use some of this real estate that's been set aside for this failed program. But there are always implications. And I was really interested to hear about the water use that these data centers require and the impact on our environment. I mean, there is a conservation element that I had never considered before. So Zoe's going to talk to us about this and help us understand that, you know, there's always a balance. So how do we strike that balance and make sure that we're experiencing the economic growth here in Wisconsin that we desire and need, but also that we maintain our incredible environmental resources that are just fundamental to our state?
Yeah. By way of background, you know, when we think of the cloud, it's like something that's, you know, amorphous and you know, light and fluffy. It's anything but. It's all these rooms, these data centers, with just filled to the brim with computer servers. And those things run hot. And so to cool them off, either takes a lot of very expensive air conditioning or you use water. You do water cooling to run through pipes and keep the rooms, you know, that way. But again, that takes a lot of water. And how much is going to come out of Lake Michigan or you know, from any other place? And you know, Zoe's done a good job of looking into, you know, what this involves and that local governments, and we're not just talking the Racine area, but anywhere, you know, ask those questions about, hey, it's great that you want to put a data center, but what is the actual cost going to be in terms of, you know, the resources that we use?
And it comes back to leadership again, doesn't it? Because mm-hmm. these decisions are being made locally. They're being made thoughtfully. If a data center or any other business comes in and just uses up all the resources and then they decide to move on, it's the people who live there who are stuck with that damage that was created. So that's why we need good, thoughtful leaders who consider these scenarios from all different perspectives and make really visionary decisions for the future of their communities. So people, we know you're out there.
Get involved. Do it.
Yeah.
Learn more. That's right. Reach out to friends. Reach out to us. Reach out to anybody that you think can help you feel like you're better involved. So anyway, we'll miss you later this week. So hope to talk to you again real soon. Safe travels. Glad you had a pretty good holiday weekend. And, you know, just have a great week over there.
Thanks, man. I'll be listening.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And coming up next, we'll talk to Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, with three things you should know to start the week as we all get back into the swing of things on this Monday, November 27th. You're up north. Prettiness is selling puppies from a tray. And no, she feels as if she's in a play. She is anyway. This is 93.5 The Tap.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
All right. Back now with Terry Bell, News Director of Civic Media. Terry, how was your Thanksgiving weekend?
I had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Back in my hometown in southwest Wisconsin, Gays Mills, the Driftless area, even beautiful in this time of year where it's gray and all the leaves are gone, but very restful and very nice.
And how satisfying was it on Friday to see the Badgers not just avenge their loss against Nebraska, not just hand them their first loss of the season, but for the women's volleyball team to sweep Nebraska on Friday?
That was a lot of fun. I wish I could have been at the field house. I watched from my family's home, back home, and it was very satisfying. Wish I could have been in the field house. It was very exciting, and it really locked up the Badgers' number one seed, which is great too. So they will be hosting at the field house as long as they're alive in the tournament, and that's always a home court advantage you want to have.
Yeah, that'll start this Thursday. I think Jackson State, I forgot to put it in front of me here, but so
Jackson State, they're from the Southwest Athletic Conference. They were only the fifth place team in the regular season. They won their conference's tournament. So that's how they got their bid. The Badgers should make quick work of all their opponents this weekend. Next weekend, they could hit a buzzsaw because they will likely either face Penn State or Purdue or both next week. And those are both teams that beat Wisconsin in the regular season.
Which is, I know some people are saying not exactly fair because Nebraska's over on the other side, doesn't have as tough a road, you know, to get to the Final Four, which reminds me, is this 64 teams in this?
64. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So again, just like you see with the basketball tournaments as well. So that will be coming up starting this Thursday night at the Fieldhouse. So we look at three things to know for the week. I know one thing that people have been following throughout the weekend has been the call for and then putting in place a ceasefire in Israel, in the Gaza Strip, trying to root out Hamas, but not only a ceasefire, but doing, you know, essentially a hostage swap. How has that been going?
Well, it seems to be going pretty well. Right now, more than 50 hostages have been released, Israelis and foreigners and Palestinians from Israel as well. Probably the most notable release was that of a four-year-old girl whose parents were executed in front of her. There's no other way to put it. The president was getting actually kind of verklempt when he made his public statement yesterday about the whole thing. So it's a very moving thing. It's possible that ceasefire, it's scheduled to end today, but talks are underway to keep it going and maybe even swap some more hostages.
All right, something worth following that you can hear on news updates throughout the day across the Civic Media Radio Network. So this is Cyber Monday. We talked about Black Friday. And as you know, Terry, for a year, people have been saying that, you know, the inflation, which was inevitable coming out of the pandemic recession, was getting to the point where it could trigger a recession. Well, a year later, you still have no recession being triggered. You have about as close to a quote-unquote soft landing scenario as there can be. But again, there's all the time this tinkering with the economy, and in the holiday season, I'm sure people are looking at consumer spending and other factors to see if how do we read the economic tea leaves for the holiday season now that it's upon us.
Well, those that do that sort of thing say that it's looking likely that consumers are going to be tightening up their spending in the weeks and months to come. You've heard a lot about people complaining about higher prices, and rightly so, but it hasn't seemed to be affecting spending that much until now. But the people who forecast these things say three factors are playing into that, why things are changing now. One, housing costs are the highest that they ever have been before. Two, Americans have now accumulated more debt than ever before. And three, the money that people saved, sort of this default windfall, when people were, you know, inside during the pandemic, weren't spending as much money. Now people have been spending a lot more in the last year or so, largely because they've been missing out on the experiences they had to sacrifice during the pandemic. All of that combining now, and forecasters say that people will start closing their wallets a little more often.
I have to chuckle at how much economic forecasting appears to be a thing about vibe. You know, how is the consumer feeling? How are suppliers feeling? You do there's that manufacturer survey. There's a CEO survey of what do you expect to happen? And then, the data sometimes bears it out, but plenty of times it does not as well. So I'm not to say the whole thing is a guessing game, but that, there are very real concerns, especially heading into an election year, about what the economy is going to look like.
Well, and perception is reality, right? I mean, people always believe the times are worse than they actually are because of what they've been told a lot. So, it's what people perceive to be the truth is will influence how they behave.
Yeah. And sometimes it's the messages that they hear from, certain media houses as well. Third thing to cover is the use of tobacco and e-cigarettes by kids, by teens, by minors has always been, it's always a depressing number to me, whatever it is. But if we can get that number to go down and get in a better direction, that's always a good thing.
Well, good for news for you, Pat. The numbers are trending down. That's according to the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control. Youth tobacco at 12.6% nationwide. That compares to almost 17% a year ago. E-cigarette use down too. And that would probably be encouraging to people who were dismayed by last week's report that stores being busted for selling tobacco and e-cigarettes to minors was up. So this would seem to indicate that protocols are lax in the stores rather than a lot of demand going up on the part of young people.
All right. Sounds good. For these and more stories, you can follow Terry and the rest of the Civic Media News team throughout the day here across the network. Terry, thanks so much. Have a great
day. Thank you, Pat. You too.
Hey, Greg, congratulations again on the puppy.
And thank you.
Looking forward to many more stories about Maybelle. And hopefully she lets you sleep.
Yeah.
You're not sounding optimistic about that at all.
For a couple weeks now.
Okay. And thanks to all of you for joining us as well. Earl Ingram is coming up next on many of these Civic Media radio stations. Chad Holmes is coming up in Wausau. Stephanie Miller in Madison. James and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids. They're all followed by Greg and Jane and more on As Goes Wisconsin. Remember to follow us all day long. UpNorthNewsWI.com. UpNorthNewsWI on social media. Thanks for joining us up here on the lake. Have a wonderful Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.